welcome everyone to another broadcast of the Pamela Folan Show on the Artist First Radio Network. All past shows are available in podcast form. You can pick them up at artistfirst.com. She's the author of 9 books, a cat and dog expert, and the host of this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pamela Folan.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm so excited to be here with you and excited to introduce my guests and my friends this evening. For those of you who maybe are joining us for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Again, I'm Pamela Folan, and I have had 2 loves my entire life. One of them is pets, which I remember trying to bring home every stray cat, dog, bird, anything I found on walks from a very early age, even though we had a house full of pets. And my other love has been writing. I was writing short stories and journaling long before I knew how to spell check and edit or anything like that. But that's led me to being an author. I currently have 2 different children's book series out on Amazon. One of them is a middle grade fiction book, chapter book series called Megan's World, which is based on my experience of getting the Bulba raised and care for the 4 kittens that I found at one day old almost 8 years ago. And I still have all 4 of these babies. I was just too in love with them to put them up for adoption. But it was such an incredible experience that I thought it was a great way to teach young readers about pet care and what true responsibility is. So that's what 13-year-old Megan is doing, learning about pet care and responsibility and caring for not only her one-day-old kittens that she finds, but she goes on to pet sit and work for a veterinarian and really take an interest in becoming a vet herself as the series progresses. And my other series is a picture book series based upon my real-life dog. Sunny the Shih Tzu has been so smart and so intelligent, I had to find a creative way to explain his intelligence. Well, there was only one way I could think of. It had to be he was an alien from outer space. So that's what Sunny the Wonder Dog book series is. It follows Sunny the alien who comes to Earth as a Shih Tzu, and has to adapt to being a dog on Earth. So you can find out more about me at my website, PamelaFolan.com. But I have to introduce tonight's guests because I'm very excited my friends are on with me tonight. They're not only my friends, but they're both very talented country music stars with multiple albums out on Amazon and iTunes. Besides their singing career, they also work a lot with other nonprofits and especially with children in the area. They currently work at Cook Children's Hospital and have been there since 2006. Jolie is a volunteer in the Clinical Performing Arts, and Sunny is the director of Clinical Performing Arts at that hospital in Fort Worth, Texas. And they've recently started their own nonprofit, and they're here tonight to talk about Music Heals Network. Please welcome Jolie and Sunny. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, we're doing great, and we're honored to be on your show, Pamela, and I want to let everybody know I'm not the alien Sunny now.
No,
I know. Book. No, I'm just kidding.
I realized that as I was talking. I was like, oh, shoot.
That's funny.
Although he could be. I mean, just go with it. Sometimes he is in the alien world sometimes, I think.
Yeah, just hang around me about 5 minutes. You'll know I'm not from Earth.
Well, at least you can do more than say woof.
Yeah, woof, woof.
Yeah.
Yep. That's funny.
No, thank you for having us. This is great.
Oh, I'm glad you guys are with me. So we've got a lot to talk about. So let's get right to it. Tell everyone about Cook Children's Hospital and the Clinical Performing Arts.
Well, it's a nonprofit hospital. It's just had its 100th birthday probably a couple of years ago, so it's about 102 years old. And just a lady, Miss Cook, she decided she wanted to help children and have a hospital that would you know, help folks and their families and children through severe illnesses. And so now been doing it for 100 years and expanded. And now we've got a what they call a child life zone with the recording, the only recording studio in the United States that Garth Brooks and Troy Aikman actually spent their foundation money to help us. And now we have a broadcast studio, recording studio, and it's and Pamela, you've been up there and saw what Jolie and I get the privilege to do just about every day. And it's just really amazing to get to help these families in a time of probably the worst time for them, and try to just make it better for them.
Absolutely. It's an incredible place. I mean, if you have to be a kid in the hospital, it's definitely the place to be with all the activities that they get to participate in. And you've seen research that they actually take less pain medicine and everything while they're there because of all the activities you guys do with them, right?
Oh, yeah, Jolie. She's witnessed that. Tell them.
If some kids don't ever get introduced to music, you know, if their parents aren't involved or they fish and hunt. So this is a way why they're there, to kind of take their mind off of it. So they have like a ukulele workshop once a week. And, you know, now with the pandemic being in, everything's even more secure and more isolated. But that being said, due to the broadcast studio, we're able to get the ukuleles in rooms and they can film it, which goes to the Child Life Network in the hospital there at Cook. And so they can do virtual lessons and guitar and ukulele or even singing. And that's just something that takes their mind off of it. Therapy. We all have music therapy in our lives. Somehow, it affects us. And so, yeah, these kids look forward to that. It's something that they can grow into and use the rest of their life. And so, yeah, we've had doctors come in and say, you know, they look forward to this. We've had to back off their pain medicine. They didn't ask for it. So it's just it's an activity for them, and not only music, but we also have an art department, and, you being an author and things like that, we're trying, once COVID gets behind us, get you up there to read some of your children's books at our children's library that's also available to the patients and their families.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm sure it's just anything to distract them, and because music is such a common, common way of communicating, I guess. That's fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. It's just it's a broad spectrum of music, and it affects people in all different kinds of ways. And so we're just honored and blessed to get to do what we love to do, and hope give back and help people along the way.
And what you don't realize, Jolie and I, we grew up, music was a huge part of our lives growing up. So you tend to forget how important that is and therapeutic it is for you as a person. And then when you start sharing that with other folks, especially children, I mean, it becomes to life. You realize what it's done for your life, and
absolutely.
So, and it's just a privilege to get through this with these kids. And some of them, they're there for quite a while, with their illness and in isolation. So we can go to them and help them, and a lot of them have that gift.
They're very talented.
Yeah, to be an author like yourself, Pamela, or to be an artist, both with drawing or singing, and it's just really good to be able to introduce those things to them in probably a worst time of their life.
Absolutely, and you teach them and help them write music and play music, because that's one professional looking recording studio you have up there.
Well, that's the thing, you can record it and you capture these that are memories. So if they go on, which they do, go to a better place, that's something for a keepsake for that family. In fact, our NICU, we did a show not too long ago on our Music Kills Network, which we'll talk a little bit more in a little bit, but we did a NICU Foundation virtual fundraiser, and NICU is our picking for preemies parts. And so they're actually able to record the heartbeats there in the NICU and, put music or songs to it for those families. And it's a pretty cool deal. And it's all because of that recording studio.
Oh, my gosh. So they actually put music to the heartbeats of the infants then?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Sometimes it's the family has a favorite song, or they may want to write a song, and we write it to the heartbeat. It's pretty amazing, you know, sometimes a little heartbeat, it's an infant, so it can be pretty fast, or it can be, you know, it just so, but it's really cool to put that pulse, if you would, on the, with a heartbeat, with music.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting goosebumps just listening to you guys talk. That's really cool. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, well, we've been doing it probably 2 or 3 years, and it's really grown into something that the families, and again, like Jolie said, a lot of them, there may not be long for this world, and the family has something to take home with help with a little closure. You know, it's a process, but I think it definitely does help with that process.
Absolutely. Well, how has the clinical performing arts zone changed with the COVID pandemic that we've all been going through?
Well, it's been tough because, you know, Jolie's a volunteer, so they're not allowing volunteers yet. But, of course, she's helping from home immensely. But we are doing with what we have there as staff, hands-on. We just did a heartbeat recording this last week, and we're in the process of, you know, putting all the music with that. And so we're still, you know, striving forward. And, you know, this has been a really tough thing for everyone, but a lot of good has come out of it with the virtual stuff that we're doing with our Music Heals Network, not to mention, and then just a lot of things reaching out to these patients through virtuality and stuff. So it's really been a positive impact, too, as well, not just all negative.
And, you know, Sonny's so inventive with all this technology.
Oh, I got it.
Totally
going
a creative person.
Now, that's a whole other show. And I'll be happy to virtually teach everybody chalkboard in hand and my Etch-A-Sketch and show you how this works.
Right. Just a little humor there.
Yeah, it would be a lot of humor if I was trying to tell anybody how to do this.
Oh, that's great. I had a question. I just totally forgot about that one.
That's okay. Welcome to our world, see?
Holiday will do that. She'll bring it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Thank you for always watching every Tuesday night, Pamela. You're always so sweet. You always tune in and watch us from 7 to 8 Central Time. And, man, thank you for putting up with us.
I have grown to love Tuesday nights since you guys started doing doing Facebook Live concerts every Tuesday night. And when was it? April 14th, did Miss T say?
That's correct.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
It's not Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. That's February.
OMG.
Just checking.
Can't make this up. No worries.
How did that all come about that you started doing those Facebook Live concerts? Because I have not missed a show, and I absolutely love it.
And you always partake in our crazy trivia that just so happens to pop out of our heads last minute. So yeah. And you always get it right.
Yeah,
so.
You can tell you're an author. You know all the answers.
Yes, you're very wise beyond your years. Well, this all began, you know, when the stay-at-home order was in effect. You know, it was you couldn't go anywhere, you couldn't do anything, and so. We're like, hey, you know, maybe we started doing something every Tuesday just to bring a little joy and laughter to people's lives that, you know, that's what we want to do.
Again, it's therapy. Instead of me killing you and you killing me, let's try to sing.
You know, in fact, just so y'all know, we are married. We got married in 2017, so that's what he meant by not killing each other. And
yeah.
So far, we've succeeded to do okay. But anyway, it was a way for us to enjoy our, you know, music, do what we love to do, and hopefully share with our friends and families out there that tune in. And it just became a thing every Tuesday, and now we just want to stick with it because some of those, you know, are still not able to get out there, and some of our families and retirement homes and things like that still can't get out, and we can't go to them. So this is our way just to connect, and hopefully everybody's enjoying it. And if they are, they can still tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time. And if they don't want to, it's okay.
Yeah, we have you and my mom every Tuesday, you know. We keep thinking maybe it'll get a little bigger and grow.
Just bringing joy, spreading the love.
That's right, and it's on the Jolie and Sonny Facebook page as well as your new nonprofit website, musichealsnetwork.org, right? They can tune into the shows.
Yes, ma'am,
correct. Yes, Pamela, thank you. You've done your homework.
Yes,
thank you
have.
So much.
I can't tell you how many times we've done some radio interviews, and it's like, Who's on first? No, you've definitely done your homework, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. This has been so much fun having you guys on, and I'm sure you guys missed doing the live concerts. I'm sure
we definitely have the interaction with our friends and family and seeing everyone. We do, but that shall happen again. But right now, we still need to be safe and be smart, and you know, because we don't want to take this to those kids at Cook, you know, especially Sonny, because he goes in. So we stay at home. We go to the grocery store. We wear our mask, and that's it.
That's right. And what was that show you said you had limited tickets to last week? Was it in Granbury?
Yes, so we are doing a social distancing 50% capacity at Granbury Live November the 7th in Granbury, Texas.
There you go. And you can find out about that at the Jolie and Sonny Facebook page to get tickets.
Yeah, you can get tickets at granburylive.com as well, but they have limited seating. You know, again, everything's social distance in that world. But this is our first show to do in public with all these new guidelines, and you know, because it's a controlled environment, we feel safe that this will be okay to do. And it's acoustic. It's just Sonny and I. You know, it's not banned or anything like that. So it's easier to social distance.
Goodness, social distance was going to be the thing of 2020.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And probably into 2021 from what we're hearing. So.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's okay. We'll get through it together.
That's right. Well, we're going to play a couple of your songs during the break. So why don't you guys each introduce the dog song and Waffle House. Tell us about those.
Well, the dog song was a song that we put out at my lab, and, you know, I love dogs, so he was part of the video and everything, and we didn't think that it would just go crazy with pet evacuation, pet population. And it was just amazing what it did all over the country, I mean, and made people aware of that. So anyway, so we were really excited about that. We never thought that that would happen. And you don't have to Google it. Y'all check it out, the dog song, and that's my old lab.
Tyson. His name was Tyson.
And he lived 14 years and 2 months. And, wow, that's why I still haven't got another dog. And, we need to. We need to
I'm
do
trying,
that.
I'm trying, Pamela. I'm trying to get the rest.
Dude, I don't know. I can't do it yet.
If you find one, just drop him off at the house sometime.
Oh, no. But anyway, that's how that came about. And Joey can explain her song, Waffle House. What amazing. It's got a cool video. And you
guest star in it, Sonny.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'm the man of the moon.
He's the man of the moon and Rand McNally. But, no, Waffle House was a lot of fun. And we had a lot of good people in our video with Waffle House, and we filmed it at Paris Coffee Shop in Fort Worth, Texas.
You had a dog in your video.
I did have a dog. It was not my dog. Again, you couldn't let me have a dog. So, yeah, we borrowed a dog from our producer, Brant Sleeper, who produced the video, and the dog's name is Charlie in real life. But in the video, his name is Rand McNally. So it was a lot of fun to shoot that video. We had a lot of cameos, Sonny Burgess, Tuff Hedeman, Rick Merrill, who's the CEO at Cook Children's Medical Center.
And his family.
And his family. In fact, his daughter, Renee Merrill, is often up and coming new actress out there. So Renee Merrill, check her out.
She's going to be on Bill Wayburn.
Sheriff Bill Wayburn of Tarrant County. And anyway, we had a lot of fun. So Google Waffle House video, and you'll see a lot of fun being made.
I know. I keep watching. Every time I hear you talk about it, I keep watching. Okay, I got to catch this cameo. I missed it.
It happens pretty quickly. It does move pretty quick.
I did not realize the dog's name was Rand McNally in that video. I mean,
well,
that you were.
Well, you know, talks about Rand McNally in the song, and honestly, to be truthful, I didn't know who Rand McNally was. So now I know it's an Atlas. But anyway, in the video, Charlie the dog, who is a Chihuahua and still doing well, is Rand McNally.
Well, that's pretty good. You guys both.
Hey, you could use that for your book, your next dog book. You could call him Rand McNally.
That's true.
I like
Sonny.
I said the next book.
I like Sonny.
See, Scotty can't hear.
Sonny Volume 1, Sonny Volume 2, Sonny, Sonny Volume 3.
Sonny brings home a dog. How about that? Sonny brings home a friend.
Yes, who knew that the previous owner that I adopted my Shih Tzu from would have already named him Sonny, and I just kept the name. So.
Well, yeah, of course. You
I have to, because, gosh, I've known you, Sunny, since, what, we met at Fanfare in 2001, I think?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, and y'all helped me get my merchandise. Y'all did it all to help me, and I will never forget that. The Folans put me on the map with merchandise and a website and everything.
That's right. And now I've had the pleasure of getting to know Joe Lee the past couple of years, and it's been great. So we're going to take a break and let you guys listen to, it's the title of the song, Dog Song.
It's called The More I'm Around Some People, The More I Like Dogs.
Yeah, I love that. I love the wording of this song. Sunny's song, The More I'm Around Some People, The More I Like My Dog, and Jolie's song, Waffle House. So stay with Artist First Radio Network and The Pamela Folan Show. We'll be right back. Enjoy the music.
Always riding my bumper, honking when the light turns green. I loan my best buddy money and I ain't seen him since. He avoids me like the plague. Got a message from my girlfriend. She met a new man and married him yesterday. More I'm around some people, more I my rent was going up. Well, that's a bill I just can't pay. My neighbor's trying to sue me. He don't know there's nothing to me. My brother complains about the music I play. Just last week I got carjacked. Now I'm thumbing to work every day. The more I'm around some people, the more I
coat and her old silver tone. pulled back her hair, said a little prayer over her old car. Daddy, don't worry, Mama, don't cry. She laid on the horn as she crossed the state line. 400 horses running into the sun. Ready or not, world, here I come. I'm gonna take my chances, leaving Kansas in a linen. I'll be sucking cherry slurpees, living on 7-Eleven, driving in the raindrops with a ragtop that don't go up no more. Let's drive back home, but I say let it pour. I got the open road, my radio, my friend Rand McNally, soaked to the bone. But hey, the man on the moon is winking at me. Don't know where I'm going, but I know I'll know it when I get there. Till I get there, there's gotta be a Waffle House around here somewhere. A little pit stop at a truck stop, paid cash for gas and some Reese's Pieces. She passed a church on the side of the road with a sign that said, real men love Jesus. Then Mama and Daddy me back home. She thought about calling, but her phone was on roll. Said, I can't turn back, I'm all in. It's $100 bet my brother ain't gonna win. I'm gonna take my chances, leaving Kansas in a living. I'll be sucking cherry slurpees, living on 7-Eleven, driving in the raindrops with a rag top that don't go up no more. It's drive back home, but I say let it pour. I got the open road, my radio, my soaked to the bone. But hey, the man in the moon is winking at me. Don't know where I'm going, but I'll know it when I get there. Until I get there, there's gotta be a Waffle House around here somewhere. Before she knows, there's a preacher on her pulpit, on her AM radio, saying you can't plow a field, turn it over in your mind. The same old dress rehearsal, this is real life. I'm gonna take my chances, leaving Kansas in a linen. I'll be sucking cherry slurpees, living on 7-Eleven, driving down the raindrops with a rag top that don't go up no more. It's dry back home, but I say let it pour. I got the overall, my radio, my to the bone. But hey, the man on the moon is winking at me. Don't know where I'm going, but I know it when I get there. Until I get there, there's gotta be a Waffle House, gotta be a Waffle House, gotta be a Waffle House around here somewhere.
Hey everybody, it's Pamela Fallen back with Jolie and Sunny, my guests for tonight. We've been talking about their work with the Cook Children's Hospital here in Fort Worth. That was their songs, The More I'm Around Some People, The More I Like My Dog by Sunny Burgess, and Waffle House by Jolie Burgess. So we're going to get back. Well, that too, but since you said you were married, I wanted to keep it consistent.
You did so. Exactly correct. Sonny doesn't know who he's married to.
I like the name Holiday. I think the name's Holiday is great.
That's right, because that's what you guys originally were doing, but now you're doing Sonny and Jolie, and we're going to keep talking about your new nonprofit. So tell me how Music Heals Network came about.
Well, back to the Facebook Live shows, when we started doing that every Tuesday on the show, you know, people would write in and say, hey, where's your tip jar? And so Sunny and I were like, you know, we don't want a tip jar. We want you to make a donation to the charity of your choice. This is what we want y'all to do. If you're enjoying it, then donate and make a difference. And so that started happening, and, you know, between Wish with Wings and Ronald McDonald House and all the nonprofits here, the Cooper Mack Foundation, Texas Mini Angels, there's numerous of them that we're involved with. And so that started happening. But then we, sorry, Sonny's opening a beverage at the moment. So you're probably going to hear a little pop-a-top again. We are musicians. Wait for it. There it is. There it was. I don't know if you heard it. But anyway. And so we've had some families come in with this whole pandemic that needed food or needed a hotel while they're here. And so we started a nonprofit to help give back to those families and to those other nonprofits. I mean, right now it's hard time to raise money in a pandemic, and especially in a nonprofit where you can't have these galas of 200 plus people where you raise your fundraising dollars, right? So hopefully with this and the virtual way of doing things, we created our Music Heals Network, which is our 501c3 nonprofit. To raise those funds, we get none of it. It goes straight to other nonprofits and families that are in the need.
That's fantastic.
So it kind of just evolves with everything. Like Sonny said earlier, there's been a lot of good come out of the pandemic, and that's one of the other things we've kind of learned along the way. So,
learning how to do things virtually, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Ooh. But it's all good. It's all good. So
you're going to be giving back to the other nonprofits as well as to individual families that need money with the Music Heals Network?
That's correct.
You know, being hands-on with some of those families and patients, you know, you get attached to them, and you just, through years of seeing what they go through, you just know what they need sometimes. And, I mean, it's not a lot, but it may be just, I mean, a pillow. It may be a blanket. It may, you know, whatever. But
toothbrush.
Or something.
Whatever.
Or they can't, like with the pandemic, a lot of the families, like Joey was saying, they can't stay at Ronald McDonald House right now, so they're having to stay at Hampton Inn or La Quinta or something. So we try to help with the food or something like that. You know what I mean? Where they can, you know, because some of these families, they drive in from Odessa, Midland, Abilene, El Paso, I mean, all over, and some of them are from Oklahoma and up north, Louisiana. I mean, it's just they have expenses, so we just try to, we feel like there's a void there that can be filled really easily with not a lot of money, and we're trying to do that.
That's right, and just, you know, something as simple as, like you said, a toothbrush or a bar of soap doesn't sound like a lot when it's whatever the cost is at the grocery store when you have money, but when you don't have the money, that means everything, I'm sure, to these families.
Right. You know, a lot of them, the mother and dad are, you know, not working. They're trying to be there for their child. I know right now with the pandemic, only one parent can be in there and no siblings, but usually sometimes they're both there, or you still, one of them, if they're both working, one's not, you know. Or so anyway, we just try to help where we can. If it is a light bill or whatever, so be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, and that will mean absolutely everything to those families. And
yes,
I know you get attached to the kids and the families because they are there for sometimes a very long time.
Yeah, we just, I know because of HIPAA, we're not going to, any names or anything, but we've had one patient there, and this happened before, but just got released over 180 days. That's, you know, half a year, 6 months was there. And you know, a lot of that time was during this, you know, during COVID. So you never know how you can help. But it presents itself to you. It's not like you have to go out and hunt people that need help. It's pretty much, you know, it just is dropped right in your lap, or you see it, you know.
That's right. And I know this COVID pandemic has made me realize how easy and how much there is to be able to help other people in this world. I know this Music Heals Network is something new that you guys are starting, so just tell me you can't talk about it. It's completely okay. But are you going to start doing some of the same broadcasts that you do across Cook Children's Hospital on Music Heals, or what are your plans for Music Heals Network?
So that's a great question. It's kind of a little bit of everything. It's all a win-win for everyone involved, for all the Child Life Zones. And there's how many Child Life Zones in the country?
There's 13. There's 12 in the United States, and there's one in Canada, and they're hands-on, the child life nurses, and they go see these patients and try to get them up moving. We have music therapists at our child life program here. There's a couple of them. So what we do, we're going to try to plug into all the networks, because Garth and Troy actually have the foundation called Teammates that kind of connects all these child life zones. So we're going to try to plug our Music Hill network into that, where they can have that to present on their programming.
And Pamela, a lot of this programming, too, just for the child life zones, we're also going to try and put it into retirement homes, to nursing homes, you know, and those sort of things. And the show's not only going to be about music. As it evolves and as we kind of get able to get out more, we're going to try to do, you know,
celebrities
of, you know, sporting events or field trips to talk about animals. It's more about education and learning and just kind of showing with those that can't get out, we're going to take them there. So it's going to be more of a talk show, and we'll see what will evolve from it. But it's in this very beginning stages right now, so we've just been doing the music part. But we will kind of add in special interviews, sports, you know, we have quite a few people in the sports industry and the rodeo and just different seasonal things as well. So that's the whole end result for this Music Heals Network, is to tie everything in to educate and have fun doing it.
And get people to see what they may not be able to see because they're in a hospital or a nursing home.
Right, exactly.
That's fantastic. What a great idea.
Yeah, and you guys... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and it's more of a, like in your living room kind of feel, you know, where we interview them and maybe ask questions that...
A relaxed atmosphere.
Where they talk about certain things that mainly, you know, people... wouldn't ever imagine, you know, or something. So we're trying to
build awareness. A lot of this is to make people aware of, you know, there are sick children out there and there are people that need help, and just to kind of make them aware of those nonprofits and how they can give back, because a lot of people want to give back, they just don't know. And so we're hoping to educate and inspire that to make a difference.
Wow, what a great vision you guys have for this nonprofit.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll probably be having you on our show to interview you and your book.
Absolutely. Your book. Talk about Sonny. I'll ask Sonny some questions. Sonny can ask some questions.
We're going to have a totally confusing show. It's going to be the new Daryl and Daryl of Who's On First.
We'll talk about, was Sonny.
They'll say, Sonny, how was your day? He'll go, it was very rough.
Rough. Yeah. Or I'll say, Sonny, when were you potty trained? And then he'll ask him. Well, I'm pretty
sure. You're working on it.
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Could I go ahead and just delete this file? That's okay, Scott.
It's still G.
It's still family friendly here.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing all right. Oh, goodness. And I had another question for you guys, and I totally lost it.
It's
That's
okay.
All right.
We
Don't
have
worry.
That effect on each other. All right. I mean, all of us, really.
We are talking about their new MusicHealsNetwork.org, the new nonprofit that Jolie and Sonny have. And like I said, I totally lost the question.
Pamela, just to, you know, we Music Heals Network is Jolie and Sonny, but Melissa Query Freddie, who has been helping us for this whole process of the Facebook Live, and
Melanie.
She's very successful in the music industry, and Melanie Long, who runs the nonprofit for Texas Many Angels, they've all been hands-on with us since day one, and so everyone's a part of this. And so Missy and Melanie, good grief, Eminem, they've been helping us a lot, and they're a big part of this as well. So it's definitely a team effort.
Team effort, and I know they help you with your Facebook Live broadcast as well, because Melissa is the one, or who is it that's usually responding to the comments?
So Melanie is always helping respond and telling us the comments. I have an earpiece that's in my ear, and so she's telling me what's happening. And then Melissa is the one that's she does all the producing of our TV shows and radio and things of that nature, but she makes it all, she pulls it all together somehow. We just show up to sing and act goofy.
So that's all I need is an earpiece in my ear and I can say, I've explained the voices in my head.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been using that excuse for a long time. Now it's come true.
All right.
Sometimes I can hear Melanie in her ear all the way over, and I can't hear it all. I can hear her talk, and I go, holy moly.
Take it right along in the middle of a song, and she'll come in, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and I have to write it down because I'll forget by the end of the song what she said.
How do you not forget the words of the song by that point?
I don't know. I don't think about it. It's just...
She's multitasking.
Multitasking.
She's even helped me with my words while that's all going on.
Oh, you're right. There needs to be a behind-the-scenes camera because it's definitely an experience to see it all behind the scenes. Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness. That would be one behind-the-scenes thing everyone would be tuning into.
Yeah, it'd be great. That's a good idea. Maybe we need to get some footage. I'm pretty sure Melissa's already got some, but now, again, I think it's G-rated, but we have to make sure.
Yeah, we may want to pump the brakes on that for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you've seen those movies like where they have the outtakes like Grumpy Old Men and stuff like that, or Grumpier Old Men. Oh, those movies, those old movies are amazing.
Burgess Meredith. If you haven't watched that, that's one of my favorite movies. It's from
Old
Man with Burgess Meredith. Oh, he's the best.
Oh, yeah. He is.
Which one?
Grumpy Old Men or Grumpier Old Men.
Yeah. Burgess Meredith.
Oh,
they're both great.
I've seen Grumpy Old Men real recently. I haven't seen Grumpier Old Men, but...
You've got to watch it. It's got Ann Margaret in it, and it's also got Walter Matthau still and Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
But,
And Sophia Loren.
Yeah, Sophia Loren.
You sound so Italiano.
Oh, I can take those lines.
We just can't repeat the lines on this show, but it's great.
It really is.
Well, there.
Way to go, moron.
It's great.
There's a movie plug for the show, folks. Grumpy Old Men and Grumpier Old Men.
Yes.
It's so true. And then our other favorite is Christmas Vacation, of course.
Yeah, Chevy Chase.
Yes.
I couldn't be more surprised if I woke up with my head stung to the carpet, Clark.
I can't believe you. My living room.
Hey. Hey. Okay, I'm sorry. We'll let you go back to the show now.
I don't even know where this show was.
Wow.
Sorry, Pamela.
Oh, this is great. Oh, you're talking about the behind the scenes of the Facebook Live. I was going to say, I'm sure that is, depending on how the Wi-Fi is acting up for the day.
Yes,
yeah.
We do live in the country, and our Wi-Fi is not the greatest by any means.
Yeah, we...
But we do what we can. We can't argue with AT&T. We're on... It's better than dial-up. We're on high-speed internet. We don't have fiber optic yet, but we're getting better. And I just told Sonny, if you just buy me a house in the city, we could have better internet, but that didn't happen. It's just like getting a dog. That ain't going to happen.
We're probably going to have internet problems all along.
It's just not going to create arguments between you two.
Heavens no.
No, don't want to do that at all. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. This has been so much fun.
Well, thank you for having us. I hope we haven't got fired yet.
You know, we probably won't ever be back on again, but we sure had a good
time. No. We're going to have to get Sonny to teach us the technology sometime.
Oh, I got that.
You do? Already?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right.
That's the next show. I'll have a chalkboard, Etch-A-Sketch, and we'll make this happen. Pencil and paper.
There you go. Teach us how to do Facebook Live and all sorts of great things.
Absolutely. We can do that book-based stuff.
There you go. That book-based stuff. And do you guys have a show? If I haven't completely worn you out, you have another Facebook Live show tomorrow night, right?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. We have a Facebook Live tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time. It's an hour show. You can view it on Facebook, you know, at Jolie and Sunny page, or you can view it on musichillsnetwork.org. And thank you, Melissa, for making that happen.
And they're so good. They take all of our requests and our comments, and kind of like this show, it has no script. It just what happens, happens, and
It is what it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for being on the show. And tell us one more time about the new nonprofit, musichealsnetwork.org. Is that the website?
Yes, musichealsnetwork.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I've enjoyed having Sunny and Jolie on the Pamela Follin Show here on Artists First Network, and I hope you guys have a great night. I'll talk to you next
too.
Month.
Thank you, Pamela.
Bye, Pamela.
Thank you. Okay.
Adios.
Adios. Adios. This is real life. I'm gonna take my chances, leaving Kansas in linen. I'll be sucking cherry Slurpees, living on 7-Eleven, driving in the raindrops with the rag top that don't go up no more. It's dry back home, but I say let it pour. I got the overall, my radio, my friend Rand McNally, so to the bone. But hey, the man on the moon is winking at me. Don't know where I'm going, but I know it when I get there. Until I get there, there's gotta be a Waffle House, gotta be a Waffle House, gotta be a Waffle House.